Law and Order, SVU smears Covington students with the help of Ilhan Omar character. By Warner Todd Houston on May 10, 2019. NBC Crime Procedural Law and Order. Special Victims Unit featured a ripped from the headlines theme in its latest episode, which smeared the Covington Catholic kids by pitting them against an Ilhan Omar-styled character who is portrayed as a hero. The plot centered on a poor, put-upon Islamic City politician being confronted by a red ball cap-wearing crowd of young men who scream at her and taunt her. But the episode also throws in a big dollop of male oppression and lesbianism for good measure, Newsbusters reported. The Law & Order, SVU episode entitled Assumptions, opens with a pair of teenaged boys running away from a vandalized mosque in which we soon see that Muslim councilwoman Nala Nasser, Nazneen contractor, has been raped. We later find out that the teens who supposedly vandalized the mosque are Jewish. Because there are lots of Jews running around New York vandalizing mosques, apparently. And minutes later we see a Jewish teen named Ari. Ted Sutherland, leading a group of teens who are clearly modeled after the left's version of the Covington Catholic kids who were maligned by the media for confronting a Native American group in Washington, D.C. early this year. The tip-in for the characterization is that Ari wears a MAGA-like red ball cap on his head in every scene as he screams spittle-specked hatred into the Muslim woman's face. Early in the episode, the SVU team is not only investigating the rape reported by the Muslim councilwoman but a supposed hate crime when Ari was seen to be grabbing a woman's hijab off of her head. "His boy grabbed my hijab and spat in my face," Nasser says of the Jewish teens. "These people are Islamophobes. It's in their blood. One of these boys must have raped me." Nasser accuses the Jewish teens of raping her as well as vandalizing the mosque and makes public pronouncements that the boys and the police both are oppressing her because she is a hijab-wearing, traditional Muslim. Nasser also parades around defiantly poking fingers in people's face for their supposed Islamophobia. From there, the politically charged episode takes a few twists and turns and moves away from the Jewish Covington teens by depicting the SVU team finding a longer video that proves that it was Nasser who provoked the teens and the hijab grab didn't actually occur. However, unlike the real Covington incident, the longer video did not exonerate the kids entirely, as in the SVU episode the Jewish teens are still clearly filled with hate and are very confrontational and anti-Muslim. The episode comes to a conclusion that seems to satisfy every social justice criteria. It finds Nasser's ex-husband convicted for raping her and sends her traditional Muslim parents to falling at her feet and accepting her as their newly outed lesbian daughter. Oddly, she doesn't even lose her political base despite that she lied about the Jewish teens and hid the fact that she's lesbian by pretending to be a traditional, observant Muslim. Meanwhile, attorneys representing real-life Covington Catholic High School student Nicholas Sandman have filed a lawsuit aimed at NBC for $275 million over defamation. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.